Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lee Branham's here. Lee's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal of Keeping the People, and author of the Keeping the People Report, which is a quarterly newsletter. It's all about engagement. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Also, Re-Engage, How America's Best Places to Work Inspire Extra Effort. And you start to see the picture here. He knows what he's talking about. He's our good friend, Lee. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So the Gallup folks, whom we know very well, they're great people, do good work. They conducted a survey recently you've been tracking. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they actually asked 6,600 people how would they rate their jobs. Would they rate their jobs as a good job, a mediocre job, or a bad job? And they found 40% said they had good jobs, 44% said they had mediocre jobs, and 16% had bad jobs.
Wow.
And, you know, we've got a pretty good economy going here, but
yeah.
We don't have a lot of people as much as we might think, saying they have good jobs.
And this survey was taken when? Fairly recently?
It was very recent. They just reported it.
I got you.
So
okay.
I think it was just last month. Uh-huh.
Well, why do we know anything about the internals? Why would 60% not say that they don't have a good job? Do we know that?
Well, they do define what they think contributes the most to a good job, and it pretty much lines up with what my own research finds. And the first thing to say is that pay definitely matters, you know, but it's about a lot more than pay.
Right.
They did find that
Lee, as you and I have talked about before more than once on the show. We know for decades, the research shows, the exit interview research shows, pay is not on top of the list. It's important, but it's not on top of the list of why people leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, most people would say, how would you define a good job? I think most people would say, well, it's great pay and great benefits, you know, and if you're young and you tell your parents you're leaving your job and it pays fairly well and has good benefits, they wouldn't understand that.
Right.
You
say, well, my boss is a bully. That's a good reason to leave.
Yeah, exactly. But it has to do with hours. It has to do with do you get a little bit of control over the hours you work, and are the hours stable and predictable? And for a lot of people, they're not. You know,
increasing.
The schedule changes every week. And if you have a little bit of control about when you can leave your job to take care of a sick child without having your pay
right.
docked or something like
right.
that, you know, that's important.
But you alluded to this earlier. Problem. Wouldn't you think that employers at this point in time, I mean, we're doing everything we can to keep our good people. I would think employers would be more sensitive to this. I mean, this is kind of a wake-up call for employers, isn't it?
Well, it should be, and I think a lot of managers have grown and matured and understand that there's things that are a little bit deeper than just pay and benefits that people are looking for at work. And, you know, there's a classic bit of research that was done years ago about job enrichment by a couple of guys named Hackman and Oldham, and they defined five factors that contribute to what they called an enriched job.
Huh.
And I'd like to talk a little bit
sure.
about those.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
The first thing is skill variety. Does the person get to use a mix of skills that they enjoy using? When you hire the person in the first place, are you really delving into what they do well?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking them about their most satisfying?
So you're allowing people to grow. Can they? Do they have room? Is there a way to grow? Is that? Would that be a good another way to say that?
Well, yeah, that is another way to say it. And do they get a chance to learn on the job?
Mm-hmm.
And are they not? You know, if you overload them with too many responsibilities or duties, then the likelihood is they're using some skills they're not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just sometimes you have to let them swap jobs, tasks with another
yeah.
staff member.
You know, and I was just laughing a little bit, Lee, because in a small business, that's not as much of a problem because we give people all kinds of different things to do around here.
Well, that's right. That's right. But sometimes it means that they don't have a choice about, you know,
right.
what the task is. And,
bless their hearts.
So you need to have an ongoing dialogue about that with each employee.
All right. What's another enriched job example?
Number two is, do they get to complete a task from beginning to end with a visible outcome? Because some people
that's a big business. That's a marker of a big business right there, Lee. I've worked with big businesses over the years, and we'd work on a major initiative, and we'd work hard on it. I'd be contributing to it as a vendor partner, and before we'd even about the time we were getting ready to put a bow on it and be so proud of it, they pulled the plug on the whole thing. Happens all the time in corporate America.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I experienced that myself working for a large company.
Yeah. It's demoralizing. It's demoralizing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just the assembly line, you know, kind of a thing. But you give responsibility to a person to complete a project and let them complete it.
Yeah.
There's a great satisfaction in seeing the completion of something. The third factor is task significance. Does the person have a recognizable positive impact on the overall mission of the business? And sometimes I remember a woman who worked in cost accounting, and nobody had explained to her why the job was really important until finally a new manager came in and sat down with her and, you know, just kind of walked the person downstream to make them realize this is how the business benefits, and made them feel like their job was important for the very first time in their lives.
Right. Lee, I need to get you to give us your website because we've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back to this after
break. Sure. My website is keepingthepeople.com.
Can they find your books there?
Yes, they can.
You got three now?
I do. Uh-huh.
Yep. Re-engage is the last one, I think. Isn't that the last one?
Re-engage is the last one, and the 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave has been updated.
And we launched all three of those on this show. Quick break, 20 after, right back with our good friend Lee Branham. Stay with us.
Okay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.